This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Each and every day at Lopez on Sports on Twitter, at Cody underscore Stutes on Twitter. Find out what's trending from at Mean Green Jonesy on at Sports Radio 610.
Well, during the Warriors-Spurs game, Greg Popovich, who was interviewed during the game, and you all know how much he loves doing that, well, it showed.
I heard you tell your guys a couple minutes ago, this is called adversity, get through it. What has to change for them to get through it?
Well, we have to play a little bit better.
Coming into the game, you said Kevin Durant, you got to defend him better. He had 11 in that first quarter. What has to happen differently to play him better?
We got to play him better.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Would it have killed him? The first one, I get it. First one, that's fine. Would it have killed him on the second answer to say, and he could still be Pop about it, but would it have killed him to just say something along the lines of, we have to run him off the three-point line more? You know, just...
No, it wouldn't have.
Like an actual, like an instead of just repeating her question back to herself,
right.
Would it have killed him to give like an actual strategic answer?
No, it wouldn't have killed him. But that's not Pop. And one of our other co-workers from the Bull was tweeting at me this weekend. Well, he tweeted and I responded, you know, isn't this act getting old, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no. When you go to a Rolling Stones concert, if they don't play Satisfaction and Brown Sugar, you're upset. They're the old legendary rockers. That's Popovich in the NBA. If he doesn't act snide and snarly with the sideline reporter, you'd be disappointed.
He's all in.
He's the Stones. You don't go to a Stones concert without Satisfaction and Brown Sugar. You just don't.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. It's always pretty funny. His post-game press conference, he started like he was going to be, you know, Pop, you know, chastising, and, you know, what do you think? And then he finally loosened up and was given some actual real good answers. Like, oh, well, this guy's actually got to do this. He's got to shoot better from three. But yeah, it's, you know, it's not old because it's the gimmick, and you live the gimmick, and that's what you do. What's trending, Jonesy?
Well, sticking with the Spurs, Sam Amick of USA Today wrote that the Clippers would be willing to part with both first-round picks in this year's draft, along with whatever else is necessary, to land Kawhi Leonard, who grew up outside of Los Angeles. So, what do you think of that?
The Clippers won a shot at this.
Went to San Diego State?
Yep.
Right? I think he went to San Diego State. That's not enough. That's not enough of a deal. It's got to be two first-rounders and what else?
Let's see here.
I think Kawhi is going to be moved. I really do. To not be on the bench, that's okay. That's a fractured relationship. Unless Popovich can work some of his magic in the offseason, and like he did with Aldridge this past season, you know, and you know, Aldridge was unhappy, all of a sudden Aldridge is happy, you know, he's going to move.
Yeah, I don't see the Clippers being able to put together a package. I know people often see NBA trades as when you have the star and you trade the star, you immediately lose the trade. And while that's usually the case, the Spurs have a unique situation where they could deal a guy, and they could deal a guy and not out-and-out lose the trade. Like most teams take 50 cents on the dollar. You hear that phrase tossed around quite a bit. I don't know that they'll get actual value for value. If they do, it really wouldn't shock me because it's the Spurs. But they'll get pretty good value back. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I don't see how this gets fixed. I appreciate that the Spurs are having to go through what other NBA teams have to go through with a star player. For all these years, they haven't had to go through those things. I appreciate that they are having to go through those things, and they're not immune to the trials and tribulations of having to deal with stars in the NBA.
By the way, this Spurs team is a testament to how great a coach he is. They got nothing. They have 1.5 players that can score on that team.
Yeah,
and they made the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a pretty ugly deal for San Antonio right now. And Golden State's over there just kind of curating their nails on the bench. They don't even have to pay attention during the game. Just kick people's heads in over there in that first-round matchup.
Two professional athletes texted me supporting the don't go to the porta-potty, do it in your shorts.
Oh, okay. All right.
They said that's why water bottles were built.
Oh. What? Oh.
Just to douse yourself and...
Oh,
clean
you.
Up.
Nah, I got it. It makes more sense now. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
oh,
a real.
I see what you're
that's
saying.
A real good. That's a real
now
good.
That's gross.
That's a real good plan. Douse yourself, clean up. That's a real good plan. And just did John mention that it's 30 degrees in Boston?
So
right
what?
Now?
You're running. She's 10 miles in already.
Yeah, I guess so. Jonesy, what's trending?
Singer Rachel Platten was at a National Women's Soccer League game to sing the national anthem.
Oh, great!
And this happened.
You see by the stars. I'm so sorry. Can you see by the stars? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Can someone tell me the next slide?
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Still wrong. Still wrong.
That is so hard to hear.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Would you rather be her or the winner of the Boston Marathon pooping yourself?
Oh, the winner of the Boston Marathon pooping myself.
Thank you. Thanks, Jonesy. Would you rather be her or the winner of the Boston Marathon pooping yourself?
All right, the marathon guy.
I'm getting a lot of support on this. I thought it was an out there kind of hot take, but no. There may be one of our regular listeners who did it during a football game. Maybe.
Oh, gosh.
One of our regular guests, I mean.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she... Oh, my gosh. Could someone tell me the next words?
Oh, that was brutal.
That was not good.
Oh.
And like a good... Like a movie or like a TV show that ends too soon. We don't know how it ended. We don't know. All we heard was her just restarting again and again. We don't know how it ended, if she ever got the words or not.
And again, this is one of those moments where you just have to own it. Hey, man, I forgot the line. Y'all help me out.
You know? Get the crowd.
Get the crowd to start helping singing with you.
Well, and the immortal words of one of Houston's finest. Uh-oh.
All right, I got to get a Shalane Flanagan update here, man.
All right, you get
if she loses by just, you know, a nugget, then it's going to be
wah, wah.
I'm not. Stop. Stop.
What? What?
I'm not letting that pass.
What are y'all talking about?
Get your head out of the toilet.
Oh, we didn't need that, Jonesy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.